So, you got some new Back to the Future for me?
Yes, sir, I do. This one's called Back to the Future Part 2.
Oh, and we just re-released the second half of the first movie?
That's pretty sneaky, but people did love it.
No, it's like a whole other movie.
That's probably even more marketable.
So we're gonna start this thing off right where the first movie ended.
Oh yeah, the doc shows up and says they have to go to the future to help Marty and Jennifer's kids.
Exactly. So they're in the DeLorean on their way to 2015, and the doc knocks Jennifer unconscious.
What? Why?
Well, because she was asking questions about the future.
Isn't that kind of a natural thing to do? Why not just knock her out in 1985 and leave her there?
Well, because we ended the first movie with her in the car, and we didn't really know we'd be making a sequel, and now I don't want her there anymore.
Fair enough. So now it's time for some adventure.
So they dump her unconscious body in an alley.
Oh, my God.
And so it turns out that in the future, Marty's son is gonna agree to do some crime with Biff's grandson, Griff.
Illegal.
And so Marty has to pretend to be his own son to decline the crime invitation.
Do they really have to travel to the future for that? Couldn't the doc just have said, hey, Marty, keep your kid inside on this day in 2015, or, you know, be a better parent?
Hey, shut up. So then Marty pretends to be his own son.
Well, okay. Is it gonna be tough to fool Griff?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because as you know, when people have children, those children have the exact same faces as them.
I have experienced that, yes. Indistinguishable.
So Marty interacts with a little hobbit-looking kid and then refuses the crime invitation, but then Griff calls him a chicken.
Oh. So?
Oh, yeah, right. I should mention I added a defining character trait for Marty where if someone calls him a chicken, he loses his mind.
Kind of random.
It's gonna drive most of the plot points moving forward.
Well, okay then.
So that's gonna lead to a big old wacky hoverboard chase.
What's a hoverboard?
A board that hovers.
Well, it does make sense that they would have those in 2015. I mean, if we don't have flying skateboards and cars by then, what the hell are we even doing?
So anyway, Griff and his goons are gonna crash into a courthouse, and that saves Marty Jr. from going to jail.
Okay, seems like he could still pretty easily be convinced to become a criminal, though.
Well, then I guess they'll travel to the future and impersonate him anytime he's about to do that.
What?
So then Marty has this idea where he wants to bring a sports almanac to the past to do some gambling and screw over the system, make a bunch of money.
Right, okay, I kind of see why his son turns out the way he does.
But the doc is like, no, you can't screw with time like that. That could have some crazy repercussions.
He just traveled 30 years into the future to take care of a problem that could have been solved with a book on parenting.
Still, though.
Oh, okay.
So Marty leaves the almanac behind, but frickin' old Biff overheard the plan and saw the time machine, so he goes through with that plan.
And he knows how to operate a time machine because...
Exactly.
What?
So he does that thing and brings the DeLorean back to 2015.
But then when Doc and Marty go back to 1985, it's like a completely different timeline.
But wait, how did Biff get back to the 2015 that they were in?
None of your business.
So turns out Biff used the almanac in 1958 to make a bunch of money, and now he's a big wealthy douchebag that turned the town into a frickin' dystopia.
Not good.
And he frickin' killed George McFly.
Oh my goodness, and what about Marty's mom?
Oh, well, he married Marty's mom. So he's Marty's stepdad now?
Yikes. Well, hey, at least we won't have any weird stuff with Marty's mom flirting with her own son. People thought that was pretty strange that we put that in the first movie.
Okay, yeah, no, no, there's nothing weird like that in this one. Anyway, the first time that Marty sees his mom in this timeline, he's like, whoa, your boobs are so much bigger than I'm used to.
Oh, my, seriously?
Because she has implants in this timeline, so Marty's like, whoa, what the... Where do those big things come from, mommy?
Okay.
So he goes to confront Biff about the almanac, and Biff is like, yeah, an old version of me gave this to me in 1955, and he said that one day a kid might come ask me about it, and I'd have to kill that kid, so now I have to kill you.
Why tell him that at all if he's just gonna kill him?
Because.
That works.
So then Biff goes to shoot Marty, but Marty jumps off a roof.
Uh-oh.
But then he floats back up, standing on the DeLorean, all like, ha-ha, I did not die when I jumped off the roof, you fool.
Doesn't Biff still have a gun?
Yes.
And he doesn't shoot Marty.
No, because then our protagonist would be dead. So then Doc and Marty go back to the past.
Okay.
Yeah, they go to the day where old Biff gave himself the almanac, which as it turns out is the same day from the first movie.
Oh, that's from the first movie.
So they have to avoid themselves in the past because that would create a crazy paradox.
Well, wait, if Biff only makes his money in 1958, can't they go to another time and not risk running into themselves?
Oh, they absolutely could, but then we wouldn't get to revisit scenes from the first movie in a fun way.
Right, we gotta have the nostalgia. So what happens?
Well, now Marty's gotta sneak around and get this freaking almanac back.
Yeah, sounds like he freaking better get that alma back now.
What?
Whatever you said is also what I said.
Okay, so anyway, then we're gonna rewatch all these awesome moments from the first movie, but from slightly different angles.
Very fun.
And eventually, there's gonna be this super exciting chase where Marty's on a hoverboard and Biff is in his car, and then right at the climax, Biff is about to run Marty over.
Oh boy, how is Marty gonna get out of that one?
Well, the doc's gonna save him with the flying DeLorean, and Biff is gonna crash into a manure truck.
Climaxing with some poop is tight.
Oh.
What?
Wow, well, sounds like a great movie.
Oh, well, wait, it's not done.
Oh, it's not?
No, see, before the Doc can land, the DeLorean gets struck by lightning, so that sends it into the past, into the Old West.
Doesn't it need to be traveling 88 miles per hour?
Nope.
Are you sure?
It's written right here, sir.
Oh, well, okay.
So then a Western Union guy shows up, and he's like, hey, we've been holding on to this letter from this Doc for, like, 70 years.
Oh, fantastic customer service.
Yeah.
So what does Marty do?
Well, he goes to see the Doc that's still in 1955, and then we're gonna play a full trailer for the next movie.
We what?
An entire trailer for the next movie. I figure we shoot two of these movies at once.
So we don't even end this movie the way that movies end. We're just like, hey, more stuff, please stay tuned?
Yes.
We can do that?
Why end it when you could just be like, hey, we're stopping it here for now?
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.